Yeah, so we just took Jamal Williams with the 134th pick. Questions?
You know, Mike always talks about having three down backs. It would seem this guy would fit that bill.
Absolutely. He's an aggressive downhill runner. He's tough. He's built to last. We're excited about him. We think we got a good football player, a guy who complements the guys that we already have here, and very excited to get him. Absolutely.
You know, he had an awful lot of touches, a lot of contact. How's he held up to that wear and tear?
He's been fine. You know, like I said, he's built to last. He's durable, and he's a tough kid. You know, he's all football. And I think up here in the elements, he'll be a good get for us, you know, when it gets cold. And like I said, we're super excited to have him. And I think he's going to be a good football player.
He's had some, what, knee problems? How did that check out? He's had some knee problems, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, we were fine with it. You know, we're not going to get into the medical up here. But we were fine with where he was as far as that's concerned.
When you turn on the tape of this guy, what jumps out at you? What stands out about his style?
Just an aggressive, strong lower body, can run through contact. He's got the ability to break tackles. You know, he sees it well. Hasn't had a ton of opportunities as a pass catcher, but when he has caught the ball well. Again, just think he's going to complement the guys that we have here. We're really excited about Ty and Chris, you know, and Michael and the guys that we have in the stable so far. But guy's going to be a good football player.
When you guys talked to him, how did he sort of describe the journey of his career there with some of the off-field stuff and things like that?
Yeah, you know, he had an honor code violation. We feel really good about the kid. You know, he's very well liked by his teammates. He's a team captain. He's a guy who football is very important to him. He does the little things to be a good football player. You know, he left. Obviously, took a leave of absence for personal reasons. That's his story to tell if he chooses to do that. I'm not going to get into it up here. I don't think that'd be appropriate. But we feel very, very confident about the football player and about the person.
What about the fact that he went back there?
I think it says something about him. You know, because he could have gone anywhere he wanted as a transfer, and the fact that he came back there, I think that tells you kind of, you know, his intestinal fortitude and what he's made up of. It would have been probably easier at one point to leave and go somewhere else and start anew, but he came back and chose to do that, and I think that says something about the kid, and that was something that we thought was an asset to his character.
John, what did you think of the way he kind of came back then, you know, just produced the way he did, you know, obviously before the injury crept up on him, but in that senior year?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it was he faced some adversity. It wasn't necessarily an easy journey for him, but he played his best football late, and we were impressed. We were very impressed.
How about pass protection?
Good, yeah. Built to last, sturdy. You know, like a lot of these guys, he'll have some things he can clean up. We have a great coach who will help him do that, but he's what you want back there. You know, he can face guys up. He's got good base, good balance. And like I said, he's a strong kid, both as a runner, as a pass protector.
Eric, you mentioned elements earlier. How much do you weigh, hand size, ball security, that sort of stuff, when you look at a skill position player?
Well, especially as a runner, you know, up here, you know, quite a bit. You know, we all want to try to get the complete package in a back. But with him, you know, when it gets cold and it's late and you're trying to wear people down, you know, as the game marches on, truth be told, you know, there's some people, defenders want to run and hide. You know, it's been a long game. It's 10 below zero. And you get a guy like this who can hammer him, it takes a toll on a defense. And so that you know, that's something that we like.
Were you guys expecting him to kind of be at this spot, or did you think he'd be gone by the time
you know what? We were a little bit surprised that he was still there. You know, he was somebody that we really liked, and we were excited to get him. I think it's a really good value pick.
What did you think of the flurry of running backs that went after you took Vince Spiegel today? I mean, you saw a lot of running backs come off the board in the last hour.
Yeah, you know, it's different. You saw different types of runners. There were a couple little guys that went that were really dynamic players in their own right, but were smaller guys. And obviously, we took a big, aggressive, strong runner. But that's just the way it goes. You know, this was a very deep draft for running backs, for tight ends. Every draft is different, but yeah, you know, there's absolutely a lot of opportunity to get a good runner in the middle or later part of the draft this year, because there's a lot of them out there that are pretty good football players.
In what way might he complement or be a good counter to Ty Montgomery?
Well, you know, Ty obviously presents a huge matchup problem with his receiver background. He's quick. He's big, strong kid. He catches it well. He's going to have to come in here and compete like they all do. And now the coaches will figure out, the rotation, who's playing when. But Ty is a really good football player. I think he proved that last year, very versatile. This kid will have to come in here and kind of see where he stacks up. I think he's going to do really well for himself. I think he'll be an asset to the group. But in terms of complementary, they're a little bit different guys.
Two more, please. Was he a player that you guys have monitored for a number of years, or did he really come onto the radar when he had this terrific senior season?
We've been on him for a couple years, but obviously, it was more at the forefront this year as his production kind of increased.